All right. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on taking this run today. It looks like a challenging and exciting course. And one thing I want you to bear in mind the whole time you're running, when you're not thinking about all the hardship that you're going through, is that you're actually running through landscapes formed in rocks that record some pretty seminal events in Earth history. So the rocks that your camp is on right here are actually early Triassic and were laid down in the aftermath of the worst mass extinction our planet ever experienced. So the conditions at the time after the extinction would have been very similar to North Africa. So imagine yourself here running 250 million years ago across a North African-like landscape, low in elevation, extremely hot, extremely dry, sand dunes, arid tidal flats, salt pans, things like that. You were talking about daytime temperatures this time of year, up in the 130 to 135 degree range Fahrenheit, and very little precipitation. And what precipitation we did get would have been monsoonal, sort of heavy in one season and then dry for much of the year. So as you ascend Buckskin Mountain over there, which is the ridge on the skyline, you'll be passing over the extinction horizon and getting into marine rocks that record the pre-extinction world that we'll get very intimate with at the end of the day. We'll sort of analyze the lost world, the world that died first, and then we'll look at the world that resurrected itself in the aftermath of that disaster. So I'd just like you to, as you're running through this modern landscape, to contemplate what it might have been like 250, 260 million years ago as these great cataclysms are playing themselves out in Earth history, and we're seeing one of the great cycles that shaped our modern world as it unfolds.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
You.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
So you're ready to see one of the greatest disasters in Earth history?
Yeah.
And
greatest triumph.
And in the subsequent days, we'll actually get to see the recovery from that, and there is a glimmer of hope at the end of the tunnel.
I said to imagine being hot.
Doesn't notice much that one of the greatest disasters.
Let's hope this isn't one.
Yeah. It's not making.
Not two.
I know you guys are gonna have fun today. Okay.